Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. What's up, everybody? This is Ian Walker, the Stuff Podcast Show. We are back for another week. Yes, third week of the podcast. I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty happy. I've been going on the consistent game, guys. Going on this consistent game. It's going well. It's going good. Anyway, as far as we get started with the podcast this week, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to AngelicallyMe23. She's somebody I've known since high school, who has recently had some real milestones in her life as of late. First off, she just started her own podcast, AngelicallyMe23. Go ahead and check out that podcast if you like. Her podcast is specifically about her personal journey, discovering herself, discovering life, and the work she is doing both internally, externally, what she's currently doing, in life and putting in that legit work that everybody talks about, but never knows what it really is. She's actually putting that work in. So go ahead there and, check that podcast out. I remember telling her about, putting out a podcast. She's like, no, I don't want to put out my podcast. I got to do a bunch of editing. I got to do, but I'm like, nah, your first podcast is going to suck. Just do it. She's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, girl, just do it. She's like, all right, bet. She put it out. I'm going to tell y'all, man, she's a natural. Now I will say this disclaimer. This is for adults. Do not put this blast podcast out in public. Put this in the car, put this on the car while your kid's inside. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. But it's a good podcast. She's a natural at this. She's got the voice. She's got the talent for this. She keeps it going. She's going to get pretty far, especially with all the other things that she's got going. I'm not going to spend time spoiling all the rest of the stuff that she's doing for you. I'm going to just let her tell you herself, but go ahead on all the podcast majors, AngelicallyMe23. So that was her first milestone. Her second milestone was that she just met one of her long lost sisters for the first time. That is super cool. And she, as a birthday gift to herself, went to meet her sister for the first time, and she is hanging out with her, on her birthday weekend. So, again, another major milestone for her. That is super important. So congratulations to you, AngelicallyMe, aka Jay. Again, can't wait to see what other content you have. Before we get moving, those of you who have any questions, comments, concerns, or have any suggestions, contact me on all the platforms of social media, especially Facebook, Instagram, at The Stuff Podcast Show. On my email, stuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. And also on the patreon.com, The Stuff Podcast Show. Go ahead and support the podcast. Got to have some special events for that soon. As I get patrons for that, I want to have movie nights. And I want to have patron-only movie nights and patron-only podcast episodes. So where you guys can come and literally hang out with me for that. So make sure you support the show. Again, I'm working really focused on growing this community this year, trying to make the podcast a little bit more of something. Not only that, make the podcast even better. Today I'm doing a little experiment. I found this audio recorder thing that I found on iPhone, called Dolby Audio. So I'm going to try to, like I said, I'm doing this experiment. I'm recording the podcast strictly on my phone. And what I'm going to do is if this works out, I'm going to put together like a small video for those of you, not a course, but a legit small video telling you guys exactly what to do on how to put together a podcast on your phone, using your dang phone. So that's what I'm going to do. So that's kind of what I'm experimenting with right now. So hopefully the sound on here turns out really nice. Cause if so, you know, I can make more podcasts on the go without having to always be in the studio, which would be really dope. It'd be really cool. Cool. Anyways, we got some stuff we got to talk about today, people. Movie news. You know, I'm talking about Tiffany Haddish real quick. California's mask law is done. We are no longer in the coronavirus. Well, we are in the coronavirus, but California is open again. Okay. I'm going to talk about that because I got some issues. With some music news, I got some music news I want to talk about with a R&B pop artist, independent, named Sophie Marks. I want to talk about her really quick, as well as some other things. So make sure you guys stay tuned, and let's get the show going. California is open again. People are coming out of the woodwork. I am at work. I've been at work this week. And you guys probably seen me on the TikToks. If you guys are following me on TikTok, yes, I am over there as well. Stuff Podcast Show. Duh. But yeah, I'm complaining about, you know, the whole mask thing there. And it's ridiculous because everybody now is in the office wearing a mask. No problems. No complaints. No nothing. You know, when you're told that you have to wear a mask, everybody wanted to complain. Everybody had medical issues. Everybody couldn't breathe inside of the mask all of a sudden. You know, people will pretend like they're passing out on the ground if you told them to put their mask on. You know, they come to you with doctor's reasons and stuff like that just to pay their registration. But now all of a sudden, you know, it's like, hey, if you're vaccinated, you know, you could wear your mask or not. And if you aren't vaccinated, keep your mask on, you know, whatever. Everybody's got a mask on. Out of 100 people that come into the office, about 5 have a mask on. Everybody's wearing their dang mask. We get no complaints, no nothing. And it makes me annoyed because it's like, bruh, we were telling you to stinking put your mask on to lower and flatten the curve, and you had an issue with that. But now that you got a decision as to whether you want to wear your mask or not, now all of a sudden you want to be safe? Now all of a sudden you care about the health of other people? And it's not really about the health of other people. It's their own health, right? Because now, all of a sudden, taking off your mask, oh, it's too soon. Oh, it's so stupid. People wanting to take off their masks now. Now everybody got a problem with taking a mask off. What do you guys want? What, for real? What do you guys want? And at the end of the day, it just comes down to people not wanting to be told what the heck to do. They don't want to be told what to do. And they don't want to be, you know, it's just they don't want to be told what to do. You know, they want to make their own decisions and do whatever the crap they want. Who cares how it affects other people? You know, and if we had this kind of thing before, when the mandates were up, we probably could have had this a much longer time ago. But no, everybody wants to do conniption fits and talk about rights being infringed on and all this here stuff when all they're trying to do is save your life. Get out of here. Get out of here. That's my rant on that. What do you guys think? Are you guys going out protected or unprotected? I personally am still keeping my mask on. Actually, in the office, we're required to still keep our masks on. Whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you got to keep your mask on. And we have our little plexiglass things in front of us too. So, you know, again, that's added protection. But I'm personally not vaccinated. But if I were vaccinated, I would still keep my mask on because I don't trust other people. But, oh yeah, I'm vaccinated. How do I know that? I'm not allowed to ask you if you're vaccinated. You know, I'm not going to ask you because, you know, that ain't none of my business, right? So, you know, how do I know that you're protected? I could still get COVID-19 if I'm vaccinated. I could still spread it to other people, even if I'm vaccinated. So why would I risk taking my mask off around people that I absolutely do not know and do not trust? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Doesn't make sense. Does not make sense. Are you guys going to keep your masks on this whole time? Are you guys going to, if you're vaccinated, are you going to, you know, run free? Run free. Travel is up again. People just going places. I honestly don't blame the community for that one. You know, it's time for me to get out and go do some stuff and see some stuff too, man. Being cooped up in the house for 2 years, you know, did something to everybody. Everybody lost all their common sense. Everybody lost all their scruples. I went to the movies a few weeks ago, and people have forgot how to be at the movies. They don't know how to be quiet because they're so used to streaming it on TV. You know, they're just loud. Hey, do I turn it up? Can you turn it? Can I get some popcorn? I want to get popcorn. It's like, dude, lady, can you please be quiet? You know, you're supposed to be quiet now. You're in public. It's like people forgot. So, but yeah, I am excited to get back out in the public, out in life again, and enjoy a measure of normalcy. But I will still continue to protect myself. Why? Because I don't trust nobody. I don't trust y'all. I'm loving you. I'm a loyals. I don't trust y'all. I don't know. I don't know what y'all got. I don't know if you guys practice clean habits. You don't know that. And I deal with the public every day too. Miss me. So that's my take on that. I want to know how you guys feel about this whole mask situation now. How that's going. I want to know if you guys are going to be masked up, or are you guys going to be just pretty much just staying protected. I'm curious. Curious to see how many there are. Last week's podcast was pretty stinking popular with the people. I appreciate all those of you who tuned in to listen, who actually even gave me some feedback on there. The biggest comments that I got back was on the great debate of watermelon versus pineapple. I even asked a question on Instagram. Overwhelming 68% said watermelon. And there's a few of you demons out there who said pineapple was better. You guys ain't demons. That's, you know, you guys like pineapple. That's cool. Y'all think pineapple's better. That's cool. You can do that. You're wrong, but you know, it's, that's cool. Enjoy your pineapple. You know, enjoy that fruity battery acid killing your mouth off. You know, enjoy those dental visits. You know, you obviously hate your enamel on your teeth. That's okay. Enjoy that. that's not saying I'll never eat watermelon again. In fact, the other day I had some watermelon and other melons in there. Honeydew melon and, cantaloupe. That's probably another discussion too. Cause nobody, I don't know anybody who's like, oh my God, I love honeydew melon. And, oh my God, I love cantaloupe. I think those two are the most hated melons in the history, you know, and it's always the ones that they serve you at restaurants when you ask for a fruit cup. They serve you those melons and then like three grapes in there and maybe one piece of pineapple. So you eat what? The grapes and the pineapple, you know? And if you know the chef in the back, you know, they might throw in one or two pieces of watermelon, but they're always janky watermelon. You know, it's not the best one. So, you know, I gotta have a discussion about cantaloupe and honeydew melon. I don't mind it too much. It's just not, you know, it doesn't hit. But yes, majority of you guys said watermelon was the one. And watermelon is the one. I'm glad that there's a lot of you people out there who agree with me in my opinion here. So that's great. That's great to know. I'm going to keep putting up more of those polls up on Instagram, Facebook, getting you guys' feedback. And I'll keep talking about it on the podcast, you know, just having a good time. So yeah, I appreciate you guys, contributing to that community poll. Let's see, what else we got here? We're going to talk about, oh yes, so music is next, but movie news. So I was trolling the internet, looking for, of course, some content, as I always do. And I went across some movie news because I kind of wanted to talk about a movie. And I found something that was kind of interesting. So if you guys are familiar with the Olympic athlete, Florence Joyner Johnson, I believe her name is. FloJo. Okay. FloJo's an Olympic medal sprinter and runner, the fastest woman alive. Well, that was alive at her time. She's going to have a movie made, and the casting choice is interesting to me. They're casting Tiffany Haddish as FloJo. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Tiffany Haddish. Okay. I actually do. On her TV roles, you know, in her movie role, she's entertaining. She's a little funny. I'm not a huge fan of her stand up, but her TV stuff, I do enjoy. And she's a beautiful woman. And she does, when you look at her, she does kind of favor FloJo. Yeah, just a little bit. But I don't know, people. I don't know. And being the type of person I am, especially when it comes to movies, you know, I don't want to be quick to judge as to whether or not Tiffany Haddish will pull off this role. She's probably going to surprise the crap out of us. I believe she probably will. And, upon initial look, that's some big shoes to fill. You know, and you're playing a person who is as iconic as FloJo. You know, you really got to step up to the plate athletically, physically, and even, you know, personality wise. We know FloJo, she was flashy. This woman would be on a track and field, nails fully did up, putting her hands on the start line, dude, just getting ready to go, you know, getting ready to just mop up her competitors, you know, but she got a full set, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to be surprised if she had her own nail person on the sidelines, you know what I'm saying? To give her feels after she was done, you know, with her sprints, you know what I'm saying? She was what's up. She had her little one-legged sprint suit, you know, that she had. That was pretty much her trademark look. Anybody that tried to copy that, oh, Flo, you trying to be like Flo? You trying to be like FloJo? You try, you know, because everybody knows that's a FloJo thing, you know? So maybe they cast Tiffany Haddish because she kind of has that, you know, personality, like kind of don't care, carefree type of attitude. I don't know. I just feel like physically, they need to put Tiffany Haddish through the ringer. They need to train her as if she is going for the Olympics. I truly believe that. She needs to be put through her paces. I want to see, since I saw this, I'm interested to see it because I just want to see what's going to happen. I want to see what she looks like. I want to see how she's going to pull this off. And, I'm curious because physically I look at her like Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, I don't know, guys. And I know I'm probably jumping the gun. You know, she's going to be another instance of somebody, you know, she could probably again really dig deep and pull out this role and it could be something amazing. Those of you who don't know about FloJo, again, she was the fastest female runner in the world during her time when she was alive. She, She died, unfortunately, of a seizure. She had some sort of brain blockage in her, in a brain, blood blockage in her brain or some, I forget exactly what it was. I don't have my computer stuff on me or else I would have looked it up right now. But I know she did die of a seizure in her sleep, unfortunately. And that's how she passed. And, you know, she had been accused of all taking, performance enhancing drugs, because nobody could just take that she was just flashing through these people with no problems. I think Flo-Jo was only like, what, 5'3", 5'4"? Little woman. So obviously she's going to be more aerodynamic, you know? I mean, this woman just smashed through her competitors, no question. But instead of giving her the props were due, you know, you got the haters out there, which is like, oh, she's on steroids. She's on performance enhancing drugs. She's not Marion Jones, y'all. You know, this is Flo-Jo. Okay. She did not cheat. She just had legitimate skill and athleticism. And they didn't want to give her just due. But, you know, at the end of the day, she was acknowledged. And she did that. And she became an icon and influence for most of the runners that we know and see today, female runners, and I'm sure even male runners as well. So, like I said, I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to go with Tiffany Haddish playing the role of Flo-Jo in the film. And I wonder how good the film will be, actually, if it'll be true to story or, you know, or if they're going to take liberties, leave some things out, whatever. But, I'm going to give it a say. I'm definitely going to see it because I am very interested in seeing it. So, whenever that comes out, I'll definitely go and see it. What do you guys think of that? Those of you who are familiar with Flo-Jo, if you guys are listening, leave me a comment, a DM, voicemail, a voice tag, whatever. And let me know what you think of Tiffany Haddish playing this. It's probably going to be a serious role for her too, a dramatic role. And I don't want to hear nobody talk about, oh, she's a comedian, she should be playing dramatic roles. Because Kevin Hart, I guess, he just came out with a movie on Netflix, which is one of his first major dramatic roles, playing a single father. So, you know, comedians got range now because they got their emotions going on. Okay, so she's probably going to tap into some stuff, you know, that we didn't know about Tiffany. Although we know quite a bit about Tiffany Haddish, you know, her homelessness for a while. She went through some stuff. So she's probably going to tap into that to play this role as well. She might pleasantly surprise me. I hope she does. I really do. I hope she surprises me. Because I do want to see her do well. I do want this to be a good film. So give me your comments. Give me your opinions. And let me know what you think. That was Sophie Marks. An underground TikTok personality that I found completely by accident while perusing the TikToks. She's an underground R&B pop. I'm gonna add bossa nova style artist because she has that type of feel for me. You know what she gives me vibes of is Tina Marie. She gives me real more low key like Tina Marie if she wasn't married to Rick James. that's the vibe that she gives me. That single you was listening to was called Cosa Linda. Hope I said that right. I speak Spanish, so I don't know why I butchered that accent, but I don't speak Portuguese, so anyway, so that was the language she was speaking in the hook of the song, which is just so smooth. I really enjoyed that song. That song is a summer pop. That's that drive, taking a drive down the coast. Let that song play on repeat and you just drive and just think and just enjoy the vibes. That's what that is. I wish I could, I wish I could go out and do some driving right now, but I don't trust my car right now because it's been giving me issues. But that's exactly what I'll be doing right now. It's hot out here today. I'm actually at this moment sitting in, again, doing the whole experiment with the phone, recording the podcast. But it's a nice day out today. So Sophie's music is just extremely so good. And she has another single that's out. You can find her on Spotify. That's where I found the rest of her music. She has a song called Serendipity that I love a lot. And I found her when I was, like I said, I found her when I was going through TikTok. And the video, I think it's actually pretty viral right now. She's sitting in the car, her mom, her dad, and herself, and they're driving in the car, and they're listening to the song that she's like, hey, I got the song I want you to listen to. Dad, especially want you to listen to it. I want you to get your feedback. And all of a sudden, Sophie starts singing in Portuguese. So she has Portuguese and Indian heritage from what I read. And so she starts singing in Portuguese and her dad loses it. You know, his reaction is super cool. It was sweet. Sweet moment, because apparently her dad has wanted her to write some music in Portuguese for some time. I don't know. She never got around to it. I'm not sure, but we'll find out soon. But this was a nice little surprise for her father, which I thought was really, it was cute. It was real sweet. I love this song, though. As soon as I heard it, the vibe on it is just, it's chill. It is chill. If anything, you guys will know about me. I just like calm. I like chill things, and especially music. And that's why I love R&B so much, because it has that chill vibe, you know, which is pure emotion and feeling and stuff. The reason why I love Coisa Linda so much, too, is I am a fan of R&B music, female sung R&B music that talks positively about men and the relationships in men, that talks about romance and love with they men that they love. That's why I'm such a huge fan of Tamia. Yeah, we know all her albums are about Grant Hill. Yes. But if you're just a dude listening to that, you sit back and you're like, man, and I wish my girl would sing some stuff to me like that, man. You know, it makes you feel good. It's good to hear some music that, you know, really celebrates their man instead of, I'm independent with my stacks, you know, and all this here stuff. Ew, I'm Meg Thee Stallion or Cardi B. Get out of here. I'm done. I'm finished. You know, this is chill. It's feminine. She's praising her man. She's telling her how much she loves him, how much she enjoys him, how he makes her feel. You know? And no doubt a woman like that, that's home to that dude. Whoever she's singing this, whoever Sophie's singing this song to, you know, she's singing about home. And no doubt he's home, or she is home for him as well. So I really, really enjoy this song. I've pretty much ever since I've heard that song, I started listening to other music, that she has done. And I don't think, as I kept looking through, I didn't see like a full on album. Just lies. There is a full on album. She does have a full album. But, and I listened to most of it. She does have a full album. And I believe the album came out in 2019. And the whole album is just vibe. It's just chill. And I loved it. It was great. And, she's an extremely talented woman. I love her singing voice. She's not breathing to me, she's singing to me. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of these, some of these R&B soul artists nowadays, they what is that? Why are you breathing in my face? You need to 6 feet apart, please. 6 feet back. You're in my bubble space. You know, you spread coronavirus while singing in my ear. I don't need that. It's getting hotter than it needs to be. Not hotter, not in the right way. Like, you know, I'm sweating in my ears, not for a good reason. Like, get out of here. You know, but she enunciates when she sings. It's clear and it's just melodic. She has great voice control. And I really enjoy it. She's just a vibe. And looking at her other TikTok videos, it looks like she records out of her room. Or I don't know if she's actually recording a song or if she's planning songs and kind of putting them together as concepts from when she takes them to the studio. But, you know, she has an MPK Mini too, which is what I have. Yay! She has her microphone. She has her laptop. And she has her phone where I guess she writes out her lyrics to her songs. And it's that simple. It's cool. It is really cool and really neat. So I highly recommend Sophie Marks. For you guys out there who are R&B lovers, I really, really highly recommend that you go and take a listen to Coisa Linda. That's the track that I just played here at the beginning. And of the segment, and on Spotify, and I believe she's on all the platforms. You can check her video out on her YouTube channel, Sophie Marks Music Vivo. On Instagram, she's at Sophie Marks Music. Check her out on TikTok, Sophie Marks Music. Also, check her out, listen, and enjoy the vibes and enjoy this new summer vibe, because Coisa Linda is definitely a summer vibe. This song is going to go on the Stuff Podcast music playlist for this month, for show. Because y'all got to listen to that. It is. Actually, can't go on this month. It's got to go on next month. Because this month is the 90s music, which I talked about. But it's going to go on a playlist for you guys to enjoy. It is absolute extreme fire. And it is wonderful song. Some good news too on the subject of Sophie Marks. I got so obsessed and got so excited about this and about this woman. I looked her up and I contacted her just kind of like a shot in the dark. Hey, Sophie, would you like to come on the show, the Stuff Podcast show? I didn't expect to hear nothing. But she hit a brother up, and so far we are in the works of planning to have her on the Stuff Podcast show as a guest co-host. So what I want you guys to do is, if and when I'm able to get her on the show, ask some questions, and I will ask her those questions. I'll put up a poll in the Instagram. And hopefully I get in contact with her and let her know, see if she'll put it up in her Instagram as well, if she wants to ask any questions and her fans to ask any questions. And hopefully it'll be dope. You know, it's going to be a Zoom interview so far. So right now we're just working out scheduling, but I am really looking forward to having her on. She's underground now, so I want to be one of the podcasts be like, yeah, I interviewed Sophie Marks before she went big, because she's going to go big. I'm calling that right now. She's going to go big. So when she does go big, I can sit back and be like, yeah, I know her. I interviewed her on my podcast, and she's dope and she's super cool. And hopefully she won't forget about me when she goes big. She'll be willing to come back through and come back on. I think that'd be sick. But congratulations to you, Sophie, for putting out your new single. It's getting a lot of attention, and I really enjoy it. And if all works out, she will be on the Stuff Podcast show either next week or the following week, and she'll be my guest co-host, because you guys know how I do guests. I don't like to grill people with just a bunch of questions. I want to host the show with them, so that's going to be there, and it'll be on YouTube's, and do the clips at least on the YouTube channel and things like that. So anyways, that's it. Sophie Marks, Coisa Linda, go ahead and look her up. Again, she's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, also on all the music platforms, Sophie Marks Music. For you hardcore fans of anime out there, you guys know that that was the theme song to Cowboy Bebop. The reason why I am playing that is because looking through some movie news, more movie news. Cowboy Bebop is going to be made into a live action film with Netflix. And this, I think, is really cool. Now, I'm not sure, you know, generally we know that a lot of anime to live action interpretations of film kind of get a little janky. But one of the things that I am very excited about is the casting choice they chose for Spike Spiegel. Spike Spiegel is going to be played by John Cho. If you're not familiar with John Cho, he played Sulu in the new Star Trek films, J.J. Abrams. And talk about a role somebody's born to play, right? I think this is another instance of those, of Patrick Stewart being destined to play Professor X, Robert Downey Jr. being destined to play Tony Stark. And here we have John Cho destined to play, I think, born to play Spike Spiegel. I don't think they could have had a way better, a more better casting choice than this dude. He's witty, he's funny, he's got that don't give a crap attitude, the same way Spike Spiegel does, his acting style. But also too, he's also got that play with me and watch what happens to you. You know, he has the ability to play an anti-hero. That's going to be great. I've watched Cowboy Bebop off and on a few times. I have not watched the series straight through from beginning to end. So I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, I'm a huge Cowboy Bebop fan. Cause I'm not. Because I haven't watched the film. Or like the full anime. I've seen a lot of clips of it and parts that I thought were funny. And I have friends that are huge fans of Cowboy Bebop. So with that being said, you know, I thought it would be pertinent for me to at least mention this. And based on what I know of Cowboy Bebop, I could clearly see that John Cho is a great choice. Right now, they got some casting pictures out of John Cho, he started growing his hair out for the role. And it's crazy how much he really looks like Spike Spiegel. I'm actually going to go ahead and throw the pictures up on the Stuff Podcast Show Instagram feed so you guys can take a look at it. But he looks great. I mean, he looks dead on him. You know, I'm not complaining at all about it. I feel like they took time to really make sure they chose the right dude. I would have loved to see his audition tape, you know, cause he's got the voice, you know, it's cool. It escapes me right now who he's playing. Give me a sec. Or who voiced him in the anime. It's a familiar voice actor, and I'm right now forgetting who played. I'm gonna look it up right now. Who voiced Spike Spiegel and Cowboy Bebop? Steve Blum. There you go, Steve Blum. And Steve Blum is extremely popular. Steve Blum then played a whole bunch of characters, a voice actor who's played everybody. He even played the Toonami guy. So the reason why I think that's good is because even so, I think John Cho, honestly, could even pull off his same sound, like the way he talks. I mean, he already kind of sounds like Spike in his own way. I mean, he brings it down a couple octaves, man. He's probably going to have it dead on. So I'm excited to see that. What I need to do, though, be fair, I need to go ahead and, watch the original anime movie straight from beginning to end. Cause I haven't done it yet. I know. I know. But in order to talk about it, I did the research that I needed to at least talk about it. But I do need to watch that anime movie from beginning to end. And then once it comes out on Netflix, I can have a full understanding of the character and see how John Cho does. I really hope it does well. There's been so many anime to live action films that have been so bad. One of my favorite animes, Bleach, actually had a animated live action version, and it was just pure trash. I mean, it was so bad. I think Dot Hack had one as well. Actually had a few. But it was just bad. Another one that they had, I believe, is Death Note. But I've heard mixed reviews on Death Note. Some people liked it, some people haven't. I know a little bit about Death Note. I don't know 100%. You see, the types of animes that I'm into are, like I said, tokusatsu or cartooning or like superhero type, you know, action anime types. And I know Cowboy Bebop is one of them, so that's why I feel like I need to get on that. But just looking as a person from the outside who's not a hardcore anime fan, who's just kind of taking it at face value, John Cho's an excellent choice, I think. Now, some of you hardcore folks might be for it. Some of you might be against it. The internet's blowing up over it. They're loving it. I mean, as they've seen his hair grow and everything, people have been just in glee over how John Cho looks as Spike Spiegel. So I'm interested to see how that's going to be, what this movie is going to be. You know, if it's on Netflix, you know, it's probably going to be pretty high caliber. Netflix usually does not have a track record of putting out garbage films on their platform. So, and some of the ones that end up being trash, you know, usually kind of go away pretty quickly. So I'm hoping that this lands in that category of high caliber films. And from what I know, too, the movie is going to be, go ahead and let me see, live action. Cowboy Bebop Netflix. I'm watching. I'm all trying to. It's together. It's not a movie. It's actually a show. It's going to be a show. So if it's a show, oh, that's even better then. Actually, there's a chance actually then that this is going to be really good, because it's going to give them time to, it's going to give them time to really tell the actual real story. I'm trying to get some more info on this real quick. So it's supposed to come out later, the fall. So right after summer's over, guys, we're supposed to be getting a Cowboy Bebop show. John Cho's playing Spike Spiegel. Mustafa Shakir is Jet Black. Mustafa Shakir is the brother from, All of Us, I believe. That really plays on your heartstrings. Show he was in some. He was on Luke Cage. He was in quite a few stuff. Very good actor. Very good actor. He was in Black Panther as well. As am I seeing that right? Or am I? Nope, this is a different dude. I'm sorry. He was Bushmaster in Luke Cage. I'm sorry. Danielle Pineda, she's an Asian actress. She's playing Faye Valentine. That's going to be cool. That's going to be really cool. Alex Hassel is going to be playing Vicious. And then Elena Satine is playing Julia. So that's going to be a woman who's playing Spike's girl. So this is going to be cool. I mean, it looks like it has all the characters from the show or from the movie. So now that I know that this is, you know, going to be a TV show, because I thought it was just a movie. Now that I know it's a TV show, you know, this is going to be good. This is a binge watching, series, y'all. This is going to be good. I'm kind of getting excited about it. Cause see, so I definitely need to watch the anime now, because now I get to see if it matches up with, if the live action show is going to match up with the anime. And they'll be able to do that because they're not going to be cramming all the information into a single film, you know, like they did Avatar. Ugh. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. So those of you who are Cowboy Bebop fans, I want to know what you guys think of the Cowboy Bebop TV series on Netflix. Are you guys excited about it? What are your opinions on it? What are your feelings? What are your thoughts? What do you project is going to happen? Are you excited about John Cho's casting as Spike Spiegel? Do you think like I do? Do you think he was born for the role? I do. I think he's going to do very, very well. I don't think he would have taken it if the script wasn't good or if it was just trash. He seems to be very selective with the roles that he takes on. So, and he's the lead in the show. So, you know, I think he's going to knock this one out the park. So I think the show is going to be really good. I need to get down and watch the anime. And once I do, I'll give my opinions on that. And then probably my excitement will grow just a little bit more. Anyways, give me you guys feedback. Tell me what you think. Are you guys excited for Cowboy Bebop on Netflix, the TV series? Or are you just like, meh, you know? Let me know in the comments. Send me a message, DM, whatever you like, and let me know. And that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for joining in and listening to today's episode. I appreciate it so very much. If you guys have any suggestions, feedback, questions, comments, concerns for the show, you can reach me by email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. On social media, you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, at The Stuff Podcast Show. I always make it a point to respond to each and every one of my comments and messages, so I'll definitely get back to you. And also, if you want to become one of the loyals, don't forget to support the show if you like what you hear by becoming a part of the Patreon community at patreon.com/thestuffpodcastshow. Soon I'll be doing some special patron-only movie nights and episodes for all you loyals out there that support the show. Just a little show of my thanks and appreciation for you. So that's the plans for the future. So with that, thank you again for the love and support, and I will see you all next Monday for another episode of The Stuff Podcast Show.